Guy Walter is sitting at a table inside the Juno Arts and Culture Center, sipping coffee. He has a job interview later in the afternoon, but may not be able to make it because he doesn't have a driver's license. It's a reoccurring predicament among Juno's homeless population, finding decent transportation. Though Walter may be able to turn things around, as he's waiting for a caravan to shuttle him to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get his license back. It's one of the many complimentary perks given out at Project Homeless Connect.
It's very convenient being downtown, and all the services are right here. So yes, if you don't need one thing, you need another. Everything's right here. So there's something here for everybody that needs help.
Other free services at Project Homeless Connect include blood tests, foot baths, and haircuts. This is Walter's second time attending the event. He spent the last couple years in and out of shelters around Juneau and now lives on a friend's boat. His goal is to find full-time work so he won't have to apply for subsidized housing. That process previously had him on a waiting list for almost 2 years.
You know, this event is a piece in a large puzzle of the services and providers around town.
Mandy Cole, a member of the Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, has been working at Project Homeless Connect since it started in the capital city 5 years ago. She makes sure visitors meet with a volunteer upon arrival to complete a questionnaire on their living situation. They're asked how long they've been homeless and the primary reason for their homelessness. The data collected is sent to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which requires communities receiving federal grant funding to complete this survey once a year. In 2014, the department reported the nation's total homeless population at over 578,000, with less than 1% of that number living in Alaska. Cole says the number of attendees at Juno's Project Homeless Connect remains consistent at around 200. She says the homeless problem could get better if the city lowers its housing costs.
My hope is that increased units in Juno will drive down the price, the individual prices, such that people don't necessarily always have to have a voucher or have to have subsidized housing, that we can use our kind of ingenuity and connection between people to share spaces and to make the most out of what we have.
Data collected from previous years reveals the most common reason for homelessness in Juno is job loss, a situation Guy Walter may be one step closer to rectifying.
You know, if it works out, it works out. You know, you have to wait. Things don't come instantaneously.
Results from this year's survey will be made public in March. In Juno, I'm Kevin Reagan.